Welcome to the second episode of our Learn the English Tenses mini-series from English Plus Podcast. In the first episode, we talked about the present simple and the present continuous, and we talked a little bit about the differences between them, and we compared the present simple and the present continuous. We will continue talking about the present simple and present continuous today. We will talk about some other differences. We'll talk about stative verbs, and we will talk about some advanced uses for both the present simple and the present continuous. So without further ado, let's start talking about the present simple and the present continuous in this episode from our mini-series, Learn the English Tenses. Now, we said that we use continuous forms like I'm waiting, it's raining for actions and happenings that have started but not finished. But some verbs, for example, know and like, are not normally used in this way. We do not say I am knowing, they are liking. We say I know, they like. Now, these verbs are called stative verbs, and these are not usually used in the present continuous. Now, we have a lot of verbs. I will mention some of them. Like, want, need, prefer, know, realize, understand, recognize, believe, suppose, remember, mean, belong, fit, contain, consist, seem. These are stative verbs, and these describe a state, not an action. And when you describe a state and not an action, you don't usually use the verb in any continuous tense, because continuous tenses talk about actions, describe actions. For example, we say, I'm hungry, I want something to eat, not I'm wanting. I say, for example, do you understand what I mean? Not are you understanding what I'm meaning? Even if it is happening at the moment of speaking, even if I'm talking about something that started but hasn't finished yet, but these are stative verbs, I don't use them in continuous. I say, for example, Anna doesn't seem very happy right now, not isn't seeming. Saying that, that doesn't mean that this is always the case. Sometimes some verbs, and I'll give you an example now, think. The verb think is a stative verb, yes, but when it comes in the meaning of believe, or you're talking about an opinion. And when it comes in this meaning, we do not use it in the continuous. For example, we say, I think Mary is Canadian, but I'm not sure. In this case, we don't say I'm thinking, because here the meaning of think is believe. I believe Mary is Canadian. I think Mary is Canadian. Or when I say, what do you think of my idea? What is your opinion? Here, I cannot say, what are you thinking of? All right? Because here, the meaning of think is stative. But what if think means an action? What if it means to consider, for example? Then the continuous is possible. Now, it doesn't mean you have to use it in the continuous. You still have to talk about something that has started and not finished yet, a temporary thing, etc., like we said last time. But here, if the meaning of think is consider, continuous is possible. For example, we say, I'm thinking about what happened. I often think about it. So you see here, I can say, I'm thinking about, I'm considering. That is an action. Or, Nikki is thinking of giving up her job. She's considering it. And here, it is an action, so we can use it in the continuous. Now, let's talk about some other verbs from this category. See, hear, smell, taste, look, and feel. The senses. Now, we normally use the present simple, not the continuous with see, hear, smell, and taste. Like when we say, do you see that man over there? Not are you seeing? Or, the room smells. Let's open a window. Or this soup doesn't taste very good. All right, so here, when we talk about these, we usually use the present simple because these are states. But we can use the present simple or continuous when you say how somebody looks or feels now. You can say, for example, you look well today, or you're looking well today, or how do you feel now, or how are you feeling now? Both are fine. But pay attention. I usually feel tired in the morning, not I'm usually feeling, because even when you can use the continuous, remember all the time what you want to talk about. If you want to talk about something in general, use the present simple. If you want to talk about something that's happening right now, you can use the present continuous. Now, if we're talking about see or hear or smell or taste, now I'll give you a couple of examples about smell and taste. Now, smell and taste, yes, there are stative verbs, but what if they are actions? They can be actions. They can be actions like, for example, when you are smelling a flower. I'm smelling this flower right now. I have this flower in my hand and I'm smelling it. That is an action. Or I'm tasting the soup. Maybe I'm a chef or something. I'm tasting the soup to see if it is good. I'm not talking about the state of the soup. I'm not saying the soup tastes delicious. That's something else. So you can still use it in the continuous if the meaning is an action. If the verb refers to an action, you can use it in the continuous. But remember, one more time, if you want to use it in the continuous, you have to mean the continuous, okay? And now let me tell you about a special combination with am, is, are, being. Now, you might say being, what is that? Yeah, that is verb to be in continuous. And we can do that. You can say he's being or you're being to say how somebody is behaving now. We can say, for example, I can't understand why he's being so selfish. He is not usually like that. Being selfish, that means behaving selfishly now. It's not be. Be, of course, is a stative verb because it is a state. But here, when we say being selfish, that means behaving selfishly. All right? And we usually say that when we say he's being selfish, that means this is not usually the case. All right? So we're talking about something that is not usual. He's behaving in a different way than he behaves in general or usually. Now, another example. The path is icy. Don't slip. Don't worry. I'm being very careful. What does that mean? I'm behaving in a very careful way. All right? It's not I'm being. I'm not talking about my being. It's not a state. It is an action. I'm behaving in a very careful way, and that is possible. Now compare these two examples. He never thinks about other people. He's very selfish. He never thinks about other people. That is the general thing. He is selfish generally, not only now, okay? And if it is the case, you don't use he's being very selfish. Because if you say he's being very selfish, it's like you're telling me that he's not usually selfish. He is being selfish. He is behaving selfishly now. But that's not the case in this example. He never thinks about other people. He is very selfish. You don't need to use he is being here. And another example. I don't like to take risks. I'm a very careful person. I am, not I am being a very careful person. I am being a very careful person. That means as if I am not usually a careful person, but I'm being a careful person now. I am behaving carefully. That's not the case. I said at the beginning, I don't like to take risks. So I am a very careful person, not I am being, okay? We use am, is, are, being to say how a person is behaving, doing something they can control, okay? So remember that. Now here, we cannot use it for things that you cannot control. It is not usually possible in other situations. You can't say, for example, Sam is being ill. Well, what does that mean? Is being ill? Is behaving ill? That is something out of his control. Sam is ill. Sam is sick. Or we can say, are you tired? Not are you being tired? This is not something you can control. You're either tired or not. That's a state. So here, are you tired? Not are you being tired? Okay? So just remember, we use that to talk about behavior, to describe behavior, the way you are behaving now. And usually we use that to talk about something that is not usual, that is not characteristic to you. If I say, for example, you're being careful, that means you're not usually careful. You're behaving in a careful way. Or when we say, for example, you're being selfish, that means you're behaving in a selfish way, but that's not the way you are. That's not how usually you are. You are usually a very generous person. Why are you being selfish? We can do that, all right? But remember, am, is, are with being means behaving. We're talking about behavior. That's why we can use it in continuous because that is an action. That is not a state. Now, let's move on and talk about some other more advanced topics. We will talk about some other uses of stative verbs and about some other things. Now, let's continue talking about state verbs. We can use the present continuous with some state verbs like attract, like, look, love, and sound to emphasize that a situation is temporary or for a period of time around the present. Now, compare these examples. Ella stays with us quite often. The children love having her here. Well, that is a general thing. Ella stays with us quite often. Okay, so this is not something that is happening on a temporary basis. This is a permanent thing. But what if I say, Ella's with us at the moment. The children are loving having her here. The children are loving. This is possible because we can use these verbs, state verbs, obviously, in continuous to emphasize that a situation is temporary or for a period of time around the present. Like we said here, Ella's with us at the moment. The children are loving having her here. Now, state verbs, which we rarely use with the present continuous, include believe, consist of, doubt, and own. So it doesn't apply to all state of verbs, but it applies to some of them. What I'm trying to say is that most of grammar rules are there to be broken. You can break grammar rules. You need to understand the concepts behind the grammar rules so that you can break them whenever you want. Yes, sometimes you can't break the rules. I know that. But most of the times, these rules can be bent and sometimes broken. Now, some verbs have different meanings when they are used to talk about states and when they describe actions. With their state meanings, they usually take simple rather than continuous forms. With their action meanings, they may take simple or continuous forms depending on the context. Now, compare these examples. The app doesn't appear to work on my phone. Now, appear here is a state and the meaning is seem. But when you say, for example, Carly Rob is currently appearing in a musical on Broadway, she often appears in musicals. Here, appear doesn't mean seem anymore. It's not a state, it's an action. Appear here means take part. Now, of course, we can go on and talk about examples. We have a lot of examples, but you can investigate on your own. And actually, I kind of encourage you to investigate on your own. I'll give you some verbs you can investigate: cost, expect, feel, fit, have, imagine, measure, think, weigh. All of these verbs have stative meanings, which we cannot use in the continuous, and they have action meaning. So I want you to investigate these verbs and find on your own. And if you have any questions, of course, all the time, feel free to reach out and send any questions you want, whether directly on our Patreon page, as a comment on our website, EnglishPlusPodcast.com, or you can contact me directly. You can go to our contact page, and then you can send me any questions you want, and I will answer them as soon as I can. Now let's move on to talk about mental state verbs. With some verbs describing mental states, like find, realize, regret, think, and understand, we can use the present continuous to emphasize that we have recently started to think about something or that we are not sure about something. Now compare these examples. I regret that the company will have to be sold. Now here, the meaning is, I've made the decision and I'm sorry about it. And what if we say, I'm regretting my decision to give her the job? Now here, the meaning is a little bit different. I'm increasingly aware that it was the wrong decision. I'm regretting. So here, slightly different in meaning, but you can see here, the first one is a state, the second one is an action. When it means think carefully about, consider is only used with a present continuous. For example, he's considering taking early retirement. Not he considers taking early retirement, because the meaning here is thinking carefully about it. He's considering it. He's thinking carefully about it. Now, some other verbs describing preferences and mental states like agree, believe, conclude, know, or prefer are rarely used with a present continuous. Now, we say, for example, I believe you now. Not I'm believing you now. So remember, all these rules are there to be bent, broken sometimes, but you have to respect some of the rules that cannot be broken. And usually it's not normal to say, I am believing you now. Okay, even if you have this meaning in your head that it's happening, it's an action. No, it's not an action. Actually, it's a state. Okay, but it is very important to understand not the exceptions to the rules. I'm not talking about exceptions here. I'm talking about ways to bend and break the rules to help you with what you want to say. Because remember, grammar is a tool in your hand, and especially the tenses. They will help you express yourself or express the meaning you have in mind correctly. It's not the other way around. You don't learn grammar to have a meaning in your mind. You have a meaning first, and then you look for the right grammar method or tool to use to express this meaning correctly so that people can understand you better. Now let's talk about another thing, and that is what we call performatives. What do we mean by this big word, performative? Now, we use the present simple with verbs which perform the action they describe. Performatives, that's the meaning of performatives. You don't need to remember these words, of course, these titles, these big grammar words, but performatives are the verbs which perform the action they describe. We call them performatives, and we usually use the present simple with these verbs. I'll give you a couple of examples. I suggest you park outside the city and get the bus to the center. Or we request that you read the terms and conditions carefully before signing. Suggest, request. These are verbs which perform the action they describe. We call them performatives. We have other verbs, of course, like performatives, like acknowledge, admit, advise, apologize, beg, confess, congratulate, declare, deny, forbid, guarantee, name, order, permit, predict, promise, refuse, remind, request, thank, and warn. These are performatives, and we usually use them in present simple. Now, some verbs used as performatives with a present simple in affirmative sentences, like apologize, deny, guarantee, promise, and suggest, they have similar meaning with either the present simple or the present continuous in negative sentences. For example, if you say, I don't deny taking the books, but Miguel said it would be okay. Or we can say, I'm not denying taking the books, but Miguel said it would be okay. So these verbs in negative are okay. They have similar meaning, whether you use them in present simple or present continuous. Now, models are often used with performatives to make what we say more tentative or polite. Like when we say, we would advise you to arrive 2 hours before the flight leaves. That sounds a little bit more tentative or more polite. Or, I must beg you to keep this a secret. Okay? So, now let's talk about some other uses and some other important uses, to be honest. These are nuances. These are some more advanced, I would have to say. But these are very important. You find them every day. And I don't want you to be shocked when you find these examples and you kind of come back to me and tell me, you told us that you should use the present simple here or the present continuous here, but we found that they use the other tense. Well, as I told you, grammar rules are out there just to be bent and broken all the time. Now, of course, you need to know the basic grammar rule because that is important to help you express yourself, but there are a lot of exceptions. There are a lot of bending in the rules and breaking the rules. Now let's talk about some of these breaking the rules or some of the uses for the present simple and continuous in specific contexts. Now we often use the present simple and present continuous in stories and jokes in informal spoken English to create the impression that events are happening now. This can make them more direct and exciting and hold people's attention. For example, we say, she goes up to this man and looks straight into his eyes. He's not wearing his glasses and he doesn't recognize her. Now, if you tell a story like this, whether it's a joke or not, if you tell a story like this, it is a little bit closer to people. It holds people's attention better, better than using the past, for example, because the past is a little bit more distant. So here, this is a way to hold people's attention. Use present simple and present continuous. Another example, the man's playing golf when a kangaroo bounds up to him, grabs his club, and hits his ball about half a mile. So this is another story. Might not be a good joke, of course, but the point is we can use the present simple and continuous to make it more direct, exciting, and hold people's attention. Now, the main events are usually described in sequence using the present simple, and longer background events are described using the present continuous. That's the technique. In narratives and anecdotes, the present simple can be used to highlight an event. Often it is used after past tenses and with a phrase such as suddenly or all of a sudden. For example, I was sitting in the park reading a newspaper. I was, see, here it's past. But then I want to add some excitement. When all of a sudden, this dog jumps at me. Jumps. That's present simple. So here, yes, you might have heard it before. Don't mix tenses together. Don't mix the past and the present together. And that is correct. But if you want to tell a story, you can mix the present and the past just to add some excitement in stories, in narratives, in anecdotes. So I will read this example to you again. I was sitting in the park reading a newspaper when all of a sudden, this dog jumps at me. So you see here, I was sitting, this dog jumps. That's present, the other one is past. We can do that to add some excitement to make it more interesting to listeners or to readers. Now, what else do we use the present simple and present continuous in? We use it in live commentaries. For example, on sports events, when the report takes place at the same time as the action. For example, King serves to the left-hand court and Adam makes a wonderful return. She's playing magnificent tennis in this match. Now, you hear that all the time when people commentate on sports events, whether it's football, basketball, tennis, etc., because they need to make you feel that you are there, whether you are listening to it on the radio or you're watching on TV. It cannot be, for example, imagine how dull it would be. King served to the left-hand court and Adams made a wonderful return. She was playing a magnificent. That's not going to make you feel interested. That's not going to excite you in any way. I mean, the present here is closer to you, is more direct, holds the reader's or the listener's attention better. So we use it, obviously, in live commentaries. That's the most obvious choice. Now, we can use the present simple in phrases such as it says there, or I hear, or I gather, I see, I understand, and they say, or someone says, or someone tells me to introduce news that we have heard, read, or seen on television, for example, or been told. We can also use past tenses here. We can say it said here, or I heard. Both are possible, but we can use here past or present. For example, we can say, I gather you're worried about Pedro. Or Sophia tells me you're thinking of emigrating. Or Professor Hendricks is at the conference and I hear she's an excellent speaker. All right? So here, you can use the past if you want. You can say, I heard. You can say, Sophia told me you're thinking of emigrating. And that's possible, but you can use the present as well if you want. So because we're talking about present simple and present continuous, I will have to tell you about the different situations in the different contexts you can use the present continuous and present simple in. Now let's talk about news headlines, because that is obviously a good place to use the present, even when you are talking about things that happened in the past. But you want to make that more urgent. Why would I want to read something that happened in the past? I know that it happened in the past. I'm reading it in the newspaper. That means it happened. But when I read the headline and it is used in the present, so that makes it more urgent. I would want to read it now. So the present simple is often used in news headlines to talk about events that have recently happened. Like when you say, second quake hits Japan. Fire breaks out in hotel room. Scientists find ice on the moon. Foreign minister resigns. They don't use the past because that makes it distant. That makes it less interesting. That makes it sound like stale news. You wouldn't want to read something that's old. You want to read something that is fresh, and present gives it this fresh meaning. Now, we can also use the present simple to refer to the contents of books, films, newspapers, etc. For example, Thompson gives me a list of the largest European companies in Chapter 6. Or at the beginning of the book, three men find $4 million in a crashed plane. Or in the film, Lonnie Bernaski takes the role of a private detective. So you get the point. Now, we've arrived to our final point for this episode. And that is when we use the present continuous with adverbs such as always, constantly, continually, or forever. Why do we use that? We use that to emphasize that something is done so often that it is characteristic of a person, group, or thing. For example, I think I'll stay here after all. And the other person responds to me and say, you're constantly changing your mind. You're constantly changing your mind. It has become characteristic of you. And I'm kind of criticizing you here, okay? I don't like it, not one bit. You're always doing that. You're constantly doing that. You're continually doing that. You're forever doing that. If you use always, constantly, continually, or forever with present continuous, that means you're criticizing something because that thing has become characteristic of this person and you don't like it. I'll give you other examples. Jacob is a really kind person. He's always offering to help me with my work. Well, here you might say that this is not criticism, right? Yeah, it can be used to talk about things that are not criticism. And I intentionally gave you this example here to show you that, yes, we can use it not to criticize people. We can use it to emphasize that something is done so often that it is characteristic of this person. And in this case, it's a good thing, of course. He's always offering to help me with my work, but it is usually used to indicate disapproval. We usually use this expression or this form to criticize people. So we often use this pattern to indicate disapproval. Now, the past continuous is used in a similar way with these adverbs. For example, was Olivia always asking you for money too? So here, we can use that always with asking, and that's past continuous. We will talk more about past continuous in the episodes to come, of course, but that is just to mention that we can use the past continuous as well in this form, in this context, to mean disapproval or to show our disapproval. Now, the final point is that we can use the present continuous to describe something we regularly do at a certain time. Now, you might say, we regularly do at a certain time. That's present simple, right? Yes, it is. But if you want to mention the exact time, you can use the present continuous. For example, you can say, at 8 o'clock, I'm usually driving to work, so call me on my cell phone. Or, 7 o'clock is a bit early. We're generally eating then. You see here, we're generally eating then. You can say we generally eat by then, but it is more natural to say what you usually do, what you regularly do at a specific time using the present continuous. That might sound like a little bit surprising to you, but it is the case. So with that being said, that'll be everything I wanted to share with you about the present simple and the present continuous. In the next episode, we will start talking about the past simple and the past continuous. Now, with that being said, this is your host, Danny. I would like to thank you very much for listening to another episode, another premium episode from English Plus. I will see you next time.